Blog Talk Radio. Hey, you guys. Conversations with Vicky. This is a special night tonight, Wednesday night. I wanted to come on and give you a little treat because I've been kind of backed up and busy, booked and busy. So it was just a lot going on. So shout out to Kelly for giving me, you know, tonight's special night or whatever. You know, you never know. And see how it goes. It might be Wednesday night, mine's and Sunday. You just never know. But I'm in D.C. First of all, I just want to shout out. I have to shout out D.C. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always come to D.C., you know what I'm saying? But I've been having a ball here, going to so many different people events. I want to give a shout out to Antoine P. Diddy of D.C. He actually did the show before. You know, just been showing so much love, him and his friends and everything. And tonight, I'm going to be at Peace Lounge. I'm booked there tonight as well. So come out. It's gay night tonight. It's going to be over. Peace Lounge. Please come out. Come see me. You know, I'm with the Dream Team and stuff. So it's going to be a big, big thing. Come out. Akari also going to be with me. Like, I got the girl Lucy's going to be with me, Lucille. So I got the girls coming with me. That's going to be so dope. So make sure you come out. So tonight, you guys, on Conversations with Vicky, I got the motherfucking Vanity from Philly. She used to be in a role. Like, she was a prodigy. She was face, but she kind of got out of that. And got her career up and coming. You know, she's a rapper, transgender rapper. So she's going to come on in a sec. I'm not going to, because I want to talk a little bit about some other things, you know what I'm saying? But Vanity is coming on really soon, Vanity Monroe. And like I said, she's a transgender up and coming rapper. That's actually dope. Like, I listened to a couple of her stuff. She let me get some sneak peeks and stuff. She got flow. I love a bitch who can freestyle. That's how you know you can really rap to me when you can freestyle. So she got that. I like that. So, you know, she's coming on real soon. Next week on this Sunday, I got Rose. Now, Rose is ballroom, but we're just going to chat. You know what I'm saying? It's me and Rose is going to chat. So we haven't chatted since my old Vicky Gotti stuff. So this is going to be interesting chatting with Ms. Rose about what she got going on in the business and the industry and all the things, like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's next Sunday, Ms. Rose. Also, okay, you guys, this whole Kanika story, you know what I'm saying, it's been on my heart because I have little sisters, little girl cousins, you know, just, you know, in that story, I don't want to touch bases on that too much because, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to say the wrong thing. That's really touchy. That's someone's daughter, someone's sister, someone's friend, you know what I'm saying? So I don't want to, I just think it saddens my heart. And looking at all the video footage, looking at everybody doing their reviews on it, it's just a lot going on. And I think Kanika needs her justice and her mother needs to see what really happened. But for me, watching what I've seen online, and, you know, it just seems like to me, you know, and like I said to a friend, she was 19 drinking. You know what I'm saying? I know we all do things and, you know, get drunk and turn with our friends, but we're not really supposed to be doing it at 19. So she was, you know, underage drinking. I don't know how, you know, everybody's body can't take it. Watching the video, to me, it looked like she, I don't know if she was on pill. I don't know what else she was doing. It was just so much stumbling, just so much rumbling, just so much just walking. It was just crazy to even watch. It was sad. So, you know, I really don't think it was a rape. I don't think nobody killed her. I really think it was a freak accident. She really got drunk and walked in a freezer. That's what I believe. But today, new footage came out. They said they don't see her walking in the freezer. So I don't really know. This story needs to be on 2020. It should have been on 2020. It should be on CNN. Like, this needs to be a big, big thing. I saw a lot of the celebrities and stuff, you know, posting it and reposting it. But it needs to be, I need the new, like, like I said, 2020. Like, that's what I need, like, really. And I know I need my TV One. I know I need a movie for this. Like, this big thing. And let me tell y'all this, too. Y'all friends out there, if you with your friend and they drunk or they are high up or they can't walk and they stumbling, all that, don't ever leave them. You know what I'm saying? You don't never supposed to leave them. You're supposed to be right there making sure they in their taxi home, they in their Uber home, wherever they got a ride. You know what I'm saying? You never leave them with a bunch of niggas. You never supposed to do that. I've been in a lot of situations, y'all. But I never, like, my friends never left me with no people, you know, when I was fucked up. And I get ripped. But not see... Yeah, I get litty. But I can handle myself. I've been doing it for a minute, so I know what I'm doing. I know when to stop now. I know my limit. Like, you got to know. Oh, and I want to shout out to Hazel motherfucking E. She might be coming on Conversations with Vicky. You never know with me. I had a ball with Hazel. I'm gonna be real too. Like Hazel's not even a, I'm not a fan like that. Like I'm a fan of Nikki Baby, I'm a fan of Tierra, you know, and Monice. But Hazel was a really beautiful girl. She seemed like a laid back chick. You was chatting. She was humble. She was flossing. Like she's really about that life. She was really turned up in the club, like you know what I'm saying, and showing love, not even acting like a snob, you know what I'm saying, or don't want to take pictures with the people or not conversing with the people. Wasn't acting like that, you know. So I gotta shout out Hazel East. You know, I had a blast. I gotta shout out Harold too. You said some Balenciaga. You know, he said some words to me. So I listened to that. I listened to a lot of things that a lot of people said to me that night. I haven't saw a lot of those people in a long time. So it was good seeing y'all and getting y'all feedback in. You know, y'all telling me, where you been, Vicky? Or what's going on with this? Or what's this? Yeah, I say a lot of things, but trust me, I'm listening, I'm watching, and I'm there. Okay? Don't ever forget that. I'm around. Trust me. And I got some special stuff coming real soon. Vanity, Yanni, I think Yanni and my sister's supposed to be on the line. Yanni, if you're out, press one. You're supposed to be on. If Yanni's out there, press one, please. Vanity, if you're out there, press one. Yeah. So, like I said, I don't know if y'all heard me just now. Vanny, if you're out there, press one. Yanni, Yaya, if you're out there, press one. Yaya has a birthday coming up, too. It's going to be a big, big thing in New York for Yanni's extravaganza. So, if you're out there, somebody texting about the Kanika thing. Yeah, I don't even want to really touch bases on that too much, you guys. Like, that's just really touchy for me. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I got brothers and sisters. I got, you know, and people turn up and people do a lot of things. So you got to just be careful out there. Now, I mean, somebody was asking me about the fucking, Oh, Ahmaud Wiggins guy. I'm just so, I'm tired of talking about the situation. I don't really even talk about the situation. But the other day when I made the post, people were wondering what happened on. Just a lot of things. And I think Sunday I'm actually go in depth with that story a little bit more. But right now, it's all about my guest and all about what I'm doing. I'm not going to indulge too much with Shorty. But like I said, keep it cute, Shorty. Get your followers up. Get your things up before you come for me, baby. Yeah, you got to. I'm coming off a classic show, boo. You know what I'm saying? My Vicky, I'm coming off of that. So before you can, yeah, okay? What's going on, you guys? Hey, you guys, I told you I had a special treat for you, and my lovely new friend is on the line, the rapper herself, Vanity. Hey, Boo Boo.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm chilling. You know what? Let me tell you something. I feel like we always, with in passing, you know, I've seen you around, but we never really, like, we never chopped it. We never did that. I don't know why.
Because we were always, like, it was always late night in the club, you know what I mean? It was very, like, passing, like, have a drink together, like, but it was never, like...
I know. And you're so fucking, first of all, I got to say, you're a beautiful fucking girl. That's number one.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, yes, beautiful. Now, I mentioned earlier when I was giving you an intro before I put you on the line. Let's just jump into this really quickly. You was a prodigy.
Okay.
Like you was a prodigy walking face, right? Correct?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Oh, okay, now what happened with that situation? And are you still down with the prodigy?
Well, I never left the house of prodigy. I just stopped walking balls. Like, they stopped becoming fun to me, so I just stopped walking. But I never left the house. Like, they still my family, you know what I mean? Like,
Okay, question, why did you stop walking? Like, what made you just stop walking?
Because I had other things I was focused on. Like, it was time for me to, like, get real life together and figure out, like, what I was going to do and what was next for me. And ballroom wasn't really an advantage. It was just something that was fun, and fun stuff had to take a back burner at that point in time in my life.
Okay,
so it was
honey.
Just, like, one of those ballroom decisions that I just had to make to become a better me.
Okay,
you know?
Okay. I totally understand. Now, with the whole category, was face your only category you walked in the scene, or was it more
category? No, I started walking realness, but then I got into makeup. And when I got into makeup, it was just like I blossomed into this beautiful butterfly, and it was like realness was like just okay. But when I walked face, it was like fun. I got to like do all my theatrics, and I got to just like show more of me. When it was realness, it was just stand there, you know what I mean, like look like the realest girl, which is like what I do every day, you know what I mean. It wasn't fun because it was just like it was every day was so normal in me. But when I got to walk face, it was like I got to step into like who I wanted to be. It was like an alter ego type of thing to see.
Okay. Now, the whole face category, first of all, who do you look up to in the scenes of face when you were doing it? Or, you know, who was your, one of your favorite? Give me your top two, three favorite girls you was fucking with or you loved, like, oh, my God, breathtaking.
Well, there is nobody in the world more beautiful than Amaya to me. Like, Amaya Scott is, hands down, the most beautiful woman in the world.
Well, wait. Before you even go further, I have to say, bitch, I was looking through your page and my friends was with me. And it was like, bitch, is that Amaya? You actually kind of resemble, y'all have to be sick, like, y'all look alike. Do you get that? First of all, being that she's on Star now, do you get that walking down a block? Is that Amaya Scott? Like, do you get that?
Well, when I was walking to the airport to actually go see her, some boy looked at me and he was like, are you Cotton? And I was like, no, that's my best friend, but no, I'm not her. He was like, oh, okay. But that's how me and Amaya linked up. People will always, like, tell her, like, you look like this girl I know named Vanity. And people were always like, you look like some girl named Amaya. And it was like, we had to link, you know what I mean? So when we linked, we just like, it was like an instant connection. And it was nobody more that I wanted to be my mentor than her, because she was like everything I wanted to, like, you know?
Yes. And then that's the thing that
Dee
she said.
Dee Dee is that bitch too. So like, Dee Dee was one of my, you said top two. So like, Dee Dee was also like, is also a big, like, inspiration to me, too. She is just, like, breathtaking to another level, like, yeah. So Amaya and Dee Dee was, like, two girls that I was like, okay, let's get it. Like, what's up?
Right. Now, back with the whole, now, back, you said you were looking through the airport and you were going to, I guess, visit her. So I was about to ask you, are you still in, like, conversation? You're still best friends? You're still, like, everything's good with you and Amaya?
That's my mother. I call whenever I need her, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's my mom. I'm about to go visit her, you know what I mean? We good. We always going to be good.
Yes, okay. So now, Vanity, you said something about makeup. Now, I looked on your page, you know, I was, you know, you got study, you got study, and I see that you
do your makeup.
I see that you do your makeup, and you work for MAC, I believe. Do you work for MAC or Sephora, or which one is it?
In the King of Prussia Mall. Like, the Macy's and King of Prussia Mall, I'm at the
And that's in Philly, right, PA?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Like, it's King of Prussia, PA. But, yeah, that's, like, the closest. Like, that's, like, the biggest mall around town for the Philadelphia area and Tri-State and all of that.
Okay, so let's talk about working.
I love doing makeup. Like, makeup is what made me feel free. Like, when I did makeup, it was like, OMG, like, I could really do whatever I want. Like, it just made me want to learn more. It made me, like,
Let me ask you, Vanity, did anybody teach you this makeup, or you just got in the mirror and start playing around with this, or how did you get into the makeup field?
I liked it, so I started playing in it. But then I started studying my favorite artist, and then when I linked up with Amaya, it was a wrap. Like, she taught me everything. I would just watch her get painted, and then when she got done, I would just, like, get in the mirror and start getting painted. Every day I got painted and took pictures, and yeah, that was what was fun to me. And then when I got home from Louisiana, I was like, why don't you just do makeup for a living? So I just kind of like did what I love doing and made it like a career, which made me be able to get in trap, like be able to like actually do other things that I love, you know what I mean?
Okay, speaking of rap, Vinny, how did you get into rap? Because you said you do the makeup still. So are you basing your makeup, like making your coins off of that to start your, you know, your career up, or makeup is still something you're going to do plus your rap? Like, how are you just working to, you know, get the career popping or what?
Well, my career is going to blend. And if you stay tuned, you'll see how I do it. I am actually doing makeup as a brand and music as a brand. Like, I won't stop doing makeup no matter how famous I get. You know what I mean? Like, I love teaching people how to be a bad one. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I work at MAC, because I get to teach people every day how to be as beautiful as I am. And that's when I'm happy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's when I'm happy. So that's not something that I'm going to stop doing. But because I rap too, and I have a lot of shit to say, I feel like my rap career gives me my alter ego where I could just say whatever, be whatever, and inspire people. You know what I mean? I could, like, actually, like, touch people and all that kind of stuff through that, but I could also touch them by teaching them how to actually be better. And that's what I want to be, like, known for, like, being beautiful and making people feel beautiful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just want to make in the beauty world and the music world.
Okay, now speaking of the music world, and let me ask you, I gotta ask you this question, Vanity. Being that you're a transgender, woman, do you think it's kind of hard for? Because you know, you never really see that. You have, you know, a couple who be out there going like the Britneys and Sydney Starr sometimes rap. I see Miss Shayla Stacks rap and Bella from Atlanta. I mean, it's a couple of y'all out there that I see. But
yeah,
do you think it's kind of hard? It's gonna be like harder for y'all to really push y'all and get in, you know, kick down the doors because of, you know, how they even for the gay guys, how they acting with them, and you know the whole homosexual thing, trying to be a rapper. Like, do you think it's gonna be really, really hard to be that next Cardi B, bitch, to have that number two Billboard song? Do you think it's possible, and how do you think the world would accept that?
Okay, I have two answers for you. One, that's not what I'm in it for. You know what I mean? Like, if I become the next Cardi B, it's gonna be because the people fuck with it. And they got to know who I was, and they want to see me there. If they don't, I really don't care. Like, I'm doing it because it makes me feel liberated. You know what I mean? Do I want to be in that number two spot? Yes, I do. And will I be there? Hopefully, yes, I will. But that's not what it's for, though. Like, that's not what it's for me.
Do you like your music?
Yes. I, like, when experiences happen, it's so funny because, like, I just had a, like, experience with my friends, and I wrote a song about it. Like, people make me mad, I write a song about it. Like, and it makes me live through it, and it makes me get over it. You know what I mean? Like, writing about my problem make me live in it, get it, and get over it. You know what I mean? So, like, that's another thing I love about music.
Okay, so, Vanny, I've got no, we're not dealing with ghostwriters over there, but we're dealing with you. Okay.
Yeah. So if you're from me, then I want you to know that, because that's something that I either been through, or I'm just telling you because I know what's good. You know what I mean? Or something like that. Like, it's always coming from me. And I have Freestyle Fridays coming up. It actually started last Friday. Every Friday I will be
Wait. We gotta talk about your Freestyle Friday. You about to explain it, but yeah, explain this Freestyle Friday thing. And this is this in Philly?
So it's international. If you have a phone in your hand, go to Vanna Roe 111, VANNAROE 111 on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And then on Facebook is Vanna Roe 111. Also, YouTube, Vanna Roe, and within the next few months, you will see content. You will be able to get to know me. You will be able to hear me. It's going to be me live and living color every Friday. Like, I'm just going to, like, be talking about things I've been through, things I want people to know, and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, it's going to be on YouTube. Definitely look at the YouTube. Get my YouTube views, like, popping, because that matters. But, yes, if you have an Instagram and you're scrolling, you're going to see it, too, because it's going to be on YouTube, Facebook. You know what I mean? On Snapchat,
Okay, and this is Freestyle Fridays, and this is going to be, you're going to be freestyling over beats, like just making up different freestyles every Friday.
It's going to be like your favorite songs. Like, because I like songs. I love music. I always listen to music. So, like, I'll have, like, a beat where I'll put on and you love it, like Wild Thoughts. I have, like, something of Wild Thoughts where it's just, like, you love that song, and I remix it, and I fuck it up, and it's just like you're like, okay, like, I'm familiar with the song, and she's fucking it up on that song. So it's going to be more like that to make it, like, interesting, you know? mm-hmm. like songs that you love every Friday. Like, I'm just going to be spitting like me on them, like letting you get to know me on songs that you already love.
Okay, bro. Okay, being involved. Okay, let's talk about your EP. When is that dropping? Do you have one out? What's going on? Any features? And somebody just texted my phone and said, will you ever do a song with Sydney Starr?
Well, I don't know Sydney Starr personally, so I can't say that right now, but...
Well, they didn't ask me, do you know her, being involved? They asked me, would you do a song with her?
I can't answer that because I don't know if I would do a song with her. I would have to know her in order to do a song with her. I wouldn't just do a song with anybody. I would have to vibe with you. So if we vibe and she's a cool-ass person, then, yeah, we can do a song. But I don't know where to say that, so I don't want to, like, almost promise y'all something that I don't know would ever come, you know?
Mm-hmm. And if the people out there, hold on, before you go, the people out there, y'all texting me, you can press 1 to ask her anything you want, or you can ask me, and, you know, we can just do it live, you guys. Just press 1. I know some people just be kind of scared to press or talk. They just want to listen. But you can press 1, you guys, or wherever you listen from your computer, or just press 1 and what's up? And we could talk, chat with her. But, okay, so you answered that question. You said you don't know her. You don't know her to do the music with her.
Yeah. But if we vibe together, cool, like, yeah, I would do a song with her.
Okay. And then my next one was, when is the EP dropping?
Well, I don't want to put that out there. I just want y'all to stay tuned for my YouTube, my Freestyle Fridays, because that's what's going to give you the most content. That's what's going to get you to know me. Before I can release the EP, I want y'all to get to know who I am. So within these Freestyle Fridays, you'll get a little piece of me every week, and my EP will come like, I'm working on it, but this is what I'm going to give to my fans just and my people who like love me and all that kind of stuff. I'm just going to give this because this is me. You know what I mean? I'm going to let y'all know me, and then once y'all know me, I can write an EP, and y'all can be like, yes, this is, you know what I mean? Like, I feel this, you know?
Yes. Now, Vanny, question, how do you deal with the fame of this? Because, you know, this, you know, the fans and the Instagram, the people who hate you, have loving you, and, you know, all that, how do you take it, how you deal with it, and, yeah, how do you, you know, cope with all of it? Is it overwhelming for you? Like, how do you handle it?
Well, it's all love. I love people. I'm a people's person, so, like, it's all love. I love it. I don't take it too much to the head. I don't let it get to me at all. I just take it for what it is, people who love me. Like, if they love me, they love me. If they hate me, they hate me. Like, I just do me, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I want to switch gears real quick. Are you in love?
Say that again?
Are you in love?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought the boy, okay, so I was looking you up, honey. You did a video outside with some tradie boy. It was one of your songs, and I was just, everybody would say that was your lover or that's your boyfriend, whatever. Who was that guy, and what's up with that? And, okay, being that you're not in love, are you?
No, that's a really, really good friend of mine. Like, that's a really good friend of mine. We've known each other for years. But, like, yeah, he's just a friend. I don't really, I focus on my career for real. Like, I have friends and stuff, of course, but I don't date too much, and I don't take nothing serious. I just kind of just have fun.
Okay, why is that you don't take nothing serious? Or these boys and these men? And what is your type?
I mean, if I meet somebody who is worth taking serious, I will. But until he come, I'm just, you know what I mean, doing me.
What was your longest relationship?
2 years.
You said 2 years?
Yeah.
Who is your idol as far as music career? I didn't ask you when we got into the music career. I didn't ask you, like, who was your idol? Like, who do you love as far as the music? Let's talk about the rappers first of dudes.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, as far as how you, who you look up to for music, as far as, like, the rappers and the music, like the Fabulous or the DMXs or the Jay-Z's or the Nas. Like, who do you listen to and who you like?
I love Jay-Z. Like, Jay-Z, I grew up on Jay-Z. Like, Jay-Z has always been my favorite. And I love Beyonce, of course. Like, I just love good music. Like, Jay-Z and Beyonce are, like, you know what I mean, my two top music, like, idols, if you want to say. Like, the people I look up to for, you know what I mean, and love their music. I love a lot of hip-hop music. I love a lot of R&B music. I love, like, all types of music, though.
Are we gonna get a you said music, you said music like critic, a music girl?
Yeah, like I listen to music more than I watch movies and stuff. Like I would rather listen to some good music than like watch a good movie being on it.
We didn't talk about no females or who you like or all of that. First of all, being that you are a rapper, let's talk about this Nicki Minaj and Remy thing. Because you are a rapper. This is rap.
Yes, and I love Nicki. I love Remy too.
Okay, so that's
Nicki,
you love
really
both.
Like, Nicki's really been fucking it up. And like Nicki always fucking it up. Like every time you listen to the radio, Nicki is like always like fucking it up. You know what I mean? You can only live for that. Like Nicki make it so that you can only live for her. And of course, people want hate, but she really doing it.
But how did you feel about this whole your girl Nicki is from my hood in Queens, Jamaica, Southside? So I'm going with her totally. But I was mad because Shorty did get killed in that battle. So being that you are a freestyle girl, you do all that. You know those bars like tilt Shorty whole situation. That's why she got that BET award. So how you feel about that whole battle of the Ether versus the Make Love song? What you felt about that?
Fly. I don't think that was
cool. Oh, you said you don't think it was cool?
I don't think that's true, honestly. So I don't even want to speak on that part of that. But I could tell you that, like, I feel like Ether was cool, but Ether was just, like, really, like, a bunch of tabloids, like, a bunch of things that was in the tabloids, and she put it on a hot beat and really fucked it up. But Nicki, like, got a bunch of songs that, you know what I mean, still shots and stuff, and they all nice and stuff. So, like, I feel like they made it a cultural kind of thing to vibe to. Like, I'm loving the beat because I'm getting a lot of music out of it, you know what I mean? Like,
So how do you feel about, like, the rap beef and the females when they go at it and they always say got to be one girl and all that? How do you feel about all that being that you coming in the game? You about to come in here and they feel like a transgender dude. You think got to be one transgender. Like, how do you feel about that whole girl thing with the female rap right now in the era?
I just feel like, honestly, whoever going to make it, going to make it. And hopefully the best one make it. That's just how I feel. Because I know that I'm going to go and I'm going to go hard. Like, that's all I know. Like, I'm going to go and I'm going to go hard. And I don't know what nobody else going to do. But I'm going hard. And, yeah, like, the people going to love it.
Mm-hmm. So, do you like, okay, so, question I got to ask you is, Kim or Nicki, how did you feel about that situation, that battle? How you feel about that?
See, that's why I always tell people, that's the generation of times. Like, Kim, like, you cannot take away what Kim did for her era, and you can't take away what Nicki is doing for this era. Like, I feel like separate queens. You know what I mean? They are two separate motherfucking queens, because Nicki is fucking it up right now, and you have to give her a crown. But before Nicki had a crown, it was Kim. And Kim always had that crown. She's just the crown of what she do. Like, they do different type of music. And I love that Nicki just gave Foxy that shout out, because Nicki do give you more of like a Foxy, and you can't really blame her for that. Like, she do give like a Foxy style. She's not a Kim type of rapper, and I would never take nothing away from Kim, but I won't take nothing away from Nicki either. They both my bitches, if you ask me.
Who you pumped to more though right now? So basically right now you fucking with Nicki, and the other you fucking
with? Yeah, like I'm with Nicki, but honestly, when I get at home with my girls, we jam to Kim. Like, we jam to Nicki, like, we get up to Nicki, but, like, yes, we do play our Kim. Like, it'd be Kim and Nicki up in the speaker.
Like, be
cause they both get different vibes. Like, they give you different vibes. So, like, and then, like, Black Friday was the shit. Like, songs, like, everything was the shit. I just feel like the thing I like about the Rat Beast is that they give you good music out of them. As long as y'all not, like, killing people, like, it's never that serious ever in life. Like, I feel like it's fun to battle. Like, if you want to battle somebody, like, I feel like, yes, make it fun or something. Like, but you get good music out of it, and that's what I enjoy out of them battling.
The good music, yeah.
Yes.
That's definitely, like, yeah.
Don't you love all the different songs that Nicki came out with, Beef and Remy? And don't you love it's all, like, it's fun. I feel like
I actually do. I love when the girls go at it. I love when the dudes go at it. Like, I love when it's rap beats. Like, that's my whole. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. You get the music. That's
yeah,
what bitches
that's
step
fun.
They bars up. They step they put they
yeah,
things
like,
up.
Yeah, like, it makes you be the best. So, like, yeah.
Exactly.
I love it.
Yeah. I love it, too. we're going to shift gears once again back into loving real quick. Okay, gay marriage. How do you feel about that, being like the whole gay marriage thing? Would you ever get married?
Yes, I'm going to get married. I'm going to get married, but I'm like, I'm female on everything. So, like, I want to get married to somebody who loves me for who I am. I don't care what the papers say. I don't care what I am. If a man loves me, if we want to get married, we should have that right.
Mm-hmm.
And when I meet that man that makes me feel like I want him to be there forever, then he better marry me. Rather, it's like, yeah, like, and I want to get married one day, but not, I'm not getting married for no reason. I'm not getting married just because you're cute, like, none of that. Like, you have to really wow me. And if you're not him, then I'm waiting for him.
Dang, I know that's right. Okay, Vinny, do you have a type?
I love all type of men, honestly. Like, if you sell and you real, like, I just, like, I don't have a type. Like, I like different types of men. I like muscular men, of course. Like, who don't love a good old muscular duck? Man, I do like darker skin men, and I like muscular bodies and stuff. But, like, literally, like, if you are a good person and you make me feel good and all that kind of stuff, like, it really don't matter. Like, I want somebody who's going to love me, like, no matter what.
Okay, let me ask you, if I have some, you know, transgender girlfriends and all that, I wanted to know, are you more into, like, the tradie boys? Are you, like, the gay boys? Like, are you into the trans women? Like, what are you into? Like, what's your type of tea?
I like muscular men. I like tradie men. And I like all, if you sexy and you make me go, ooh, I want to get to know who you are. Like, if you make me say, I want to get to know him, then I want to get to know him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It, besides rap and all of that stuff, Vanity, what else is in your future? Like, what do you see yourself in 5 years?
Having a beauty brand and a makeup brand that collides together and just makes the world a better place. I want to somehow make the world a better place. Like, that's what I'm like.
And when you say make the world a better place, so what do you mean by that?
Like I told you, like I do every day. Like, I'm doing people makeup, teaching them how to really be their best self every day.
Hello, Vinny?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, that was Kelly. Shout out to Kelly. Mind you, Kelly's hosting a party at Club Aura, I think, on the 23rd in D.C., so make sure that come out to that. That's going to be popping. But, no, my phone is frozen right now. I'm just over that. So, but back to you, Rainey. What would you go back to what you said?
Do you remember where we were?
Yeah, we were talking about the boys, and you said, I asked you about the men. I think you said muscular men. But the thing was,
No.
You know how some girls
–
when you say masculine men, I'm not saying, I'm talking about, like, are you into, like, the gay butch queens, or do we have to be, like, a straight male? That's where I was going with that.
Yeah, I like them both. If you make me go, ooh, I want to get to know who you are. Like, I like
and
them
do you
both.
Tell, okay, being that was a big thing before, Vinny, with the transgender girls and, you know, the killings and all that going on and people not telling their tea. How do you deal with that, being a transgender woman, like when you're outside in the street or while you at work or at the mall? Or do you tell your T right then and there? Do you tell them over the phone? How do you operate with that situation?
I try to ignore those situations, like, as much as possible. Like, I'm the girl that keep walking. And but if you make me, like I said, if you make me go, woo, I will, like, you know what I mean? If I get your number, I'm going to let you know. You know what I mean? I'm going to let you know because I'm not trying to, like, fool nobody.
So you never had a situation. Where you was like, "Shit, I don't want to tell him my tea. Like, I'm not telling him my business. That's my business."
Like, of course, when I was younger, but nowadays, no, I don't play like that.
Oh, you tell him what it is. Now, how do you feel about the transgender, the killing?
Hi, Vanity. Hi, Vicky. This is Conversations with Vicky. I had to come breaking through the line because Vicky's phone is messed up right now. Y'all have a caller from the legendary Marlon Mizrahi.
Hey, Marlon.
Hey, Vicky.
Hey, Marlon, my phone is fucked up. It's frozen right now. I can't even get none of the texts that are coming in.
Child, wait a minute. Kelly must have new.
Are you there, Marlon? Vianney, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
I'm here.
Yeah, yeah. Marlon, are you there?
Who's on the line? Vanity?
Yeah.
Hey, Vanity.
Hey, how are you?
Vanity Miss Rahi, right?
No, this is Vanity Marlon who used to work well, she's
Vanity.
State. She's Prodigy.
Oh. Over in like the East Coast, DC? Where
Philly.
Is that? Like over there?
Philly.
Yeah, okay.
In Philly.
She's in Philly, Marlon.
Say that again.
What's the topic tonight?
I'm sorry, it's really hard to hear everybody.
What's
can
the
you
topic
hear,
tonight?
Wait, can you hear me
now?
Everything, man? Yeah, I can't hear you. Wait, hold
can
on.
You
hold
me?
On, you guys. This is Conversation with Vicky, you guys. Vanny's about to come on and give us the acapella of a freestyle. Hold on, you guys.
Vicky, hello, Vicky,
okay, you guys, Vanity's back on, you guys. Vanity, are you here, babe?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, everybody's okay. Now, you guys, now, first of all, we have to do a motherfucking freestyle. You know, if you that bitch, you should be able to do everything on the spot. So I need to get a freestyle on a conversation with Vicky. You never know who's listening. You never know who's out there. You know, you bitch, you could get signed tonight.
Right. Okay.
Spit some bars for me, Vanity.
Okay, I got you. I'm going to call this, I'm going to do it just like a conversation.
Got you.
All right. When this was just a dream, I was stepping on the scene like I was the head honcho, like I was the one they followed. It was like I did it big. The street cred was there. None of them girls could touch me, and they all wish they wasn't. Years later, I came back. They talking, who is that? I had the skills. I had the classes. Time to do the math. I asked myself what I wanted, and I prepped myself for devotion, full of emotion. They ain't really hit my back for real. I made some phone calls. They might as well have said, fuck your deal. I thought I'd go hard because I know I made a steal. What other girl you know walking through the hood is real. Bust it up with my niggas, catching up with my bitches, talking to Empire and the studio sitting fire. They say I'm living in a fantasy world, but to me, that don't even mean I was a fantasy girl. Not believing in me had to be part of the plan. So I bust back, now they screaming, yes, she can. A master with the pen, creator with some brushes. Give me needle and thread and I'll make anybody bad. That's my motto. Now I'm the head honcho. I found my own niche, so I'ma do it without you. And all the people that thought I couldn't make it here, do you see me clear? Because you're in my rear. I'ma give this shit all I got. If there's a hole in your chest, then you the one that got shot. If you think that you that bitch, then try to my spot. If you could do it better than me, then bitch, why not?
Baby, I like to give you. Why not? Wait, give me one more thing. I need one more.
Bad bitches do bad bitch things. Bad bitches, they be singing when they chasing for them rings. Bad bitches always know how to act, make drink, take pills, but always remember class. Bad bitches always know they work, always put themselves first and don't care who they hurt. I'm the one that fly the train, I ride, so if you ain't hopping on, then I'm saying goodbye. Man, I pray for this shit, because before I had it, I was a broken-hearted bitch. I ain't sorry that my thoughts are cool, you know I'm speaking the truth, but here's the rule, I'm a savage and I'm coming from mine. This is not game time, your life could be on the line, because if you're in my way, I'm popping off just for you. Psycho's what they call me, boo, don't make me call psych on you.
Mm. Speaking of, wait, let me ask you a question. I have to ask you this. What's up with Candy? Do you know Candy from L.A.?
No.
She's like one of the, well, she's like a YouTube sensation as well. She like a, you know, strange, well, I don't know. I don't even call her transgender because I'm not going to disrespect because you're a woman. She gets dressed up and she gets up in and out, but she be rapping too, like doing her stuff rapping online, but you never heard
of
her?
Oh, no, I'm going to have to check her out. I'm going to have to check her out.
You got
to
check her out. Somebody just texted and said, you giving me Trina. Do you get that a lot?
Okay, no, I never get that. That's nice. I like Trina. Trina's a vet in the game. Like, I love Trina. Thank you.
Yes. So did you, okay, so was that off the dome just now for me, or that's something that you wrote?
Of course, like, I just did it. Like, I was just, like, I was feeling myself. Like, you know what I mean? I was just, like, giving it to you. Like, just
speaking of that, I'm big on Queen of the Ring. Do you watch Queen of the Ring?
Yeah. What's your sound sign?
Queen of the Ring. Do you watch Queen of the Ring? Do you know about Queen of the Ring online?
Yes.
I was about to ask you, like, do you get into that? Do you watch that? You don't watch that online. Like, would you ever go? Like, are you a battle rapper, though, too? Like, would you do battle rap?
Well, I wouldn't turn down battle rap. It seems fun. I don't want to do battle rap. I want to, like, do my freestyles. I want to make a music career, and I want to do my makeup stuff. Like, that rap, the rap battle is fun to watch, but I don't really want to. That's not what I want to do. I'm more, like, of, like, a song type. Like, I like to make songs, and, you know what I mean? Like, really feel it. Have, like, three verses in the chorus and make you, like, really jam. You know what I mean? Like, I'm more that kind of artist. You know what I mean?
Now, if a bitch calls you out, though, like, honestly speaking, would you come?
Down.
I mean,
it could always go down. Like, it can always go down. Like, that ain't, it can always go down, but that's not, like, it could always go down.
It could always go down. She said, it could always go down. I love what
like,
I gotta
from
say.
Philly, so like, I'm real pretty, but like, I'm from Philly, so like, I had to like really like, I had to grind, like, you know what I mean? Like, I had to grind my life, like, yeah, it wasn't easy, like, you know what I mean? Like, I grew up in these streets.
Mind you, somebody was just like, she, we all know Candy, she's a trans rapper from LA. First of all, she's not a trans, she's not a transgender from LA. She's just a cross dresser.
Okay.
But her name is Kwame Candy, though. You could check her out, though.
Yeah, I'm going to check her out for sure. Because I want to see what's out there, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm not afraid to listen to somebody and see if they hot and see what they got to say. I want to see what everybody got to say.
Right. Definitely. Now, speaking of that, that's what I wanted to know. Because I feel like if y'all all come together, though,
It could be like a
you and I
situation.
That's what I was about to say.
Everybody has to want that. Like, you know what I mean? That's something, like, you can't force that on people because everybody don't want that. So, like, if everybody was to want that, that would be, like, dope as fuck. Like, I would love to see a UNITY. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Our trans sisters talking about the things that we've been through and the things. Yes, that would be dope. But we
need to
whoever is participating, they would have to, like, really be down. I think you just put something in the air. I think we might have to, you know, see what
I think. I think that should definitely get down because it's not of y'all out there, but the ones, you know what I'm saying, who's out there, I feel like y'all should all team up and make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Don't be like the female rappers in the game, acting shady. You know what I'm saying? Get out there.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to do that.
Yes, exactly. Okay, you guys, if y'all got something to say, you guys, my switchboard is telling me stop texting me or, you know, hit me up on Facebook. Call in the family, check her out. What's up with her?
Banana Row 111, BANNA ROE 111 on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. And if you just go to YouTube and type in Banana Row, my music, and if you stay tuned, you'll see more and more and more and more.
Yeah. Now let's talk about this real quick. You said you left ballroom for a minute. Would you step back out and come out if they had $5,000 for fade? Would you come back out and break it up?
Of course. You would see me, and I would enjoy every second of going back to ballroom. Yes, you would see me.
Definitely. Now, when is this visual dropping? You said you had a visual coming. When are we going to see this visual?
Well, just stay tuned. That will be coming. Like, I'm not trying to, like, trivia or nothing, but I have to, like, let y'all get these freestyles first. Like, y'all got to get these freestyles first, and then I have something that is going to, like, blow everybody away. But you just got to hear the freestyles first, and yeah, I'm going to have videos coming out with them, like, you know what I mean, coming out, and
3,000 videos and all that. So just stay tuned, get to know me, and then I promise you, I'm going to drop you with something that you're going to love.
Now, what do your family say about your career? I want to know your family. How do they feel about you wanting to be this rapper? And they're like, all right, boo. Like, how does the love and the support coming from your career as being a rapper?
Well, see, my mom and dad were always, like, supportive of me. My mom had a harder time accepting it, but she was always, like, there for me. And mm-hmm. they didn't understand why I wanted to transition, but they trusted that I knew that I was doing. So I think that they're doing that for the rest of it, too.
Was it a hard transition for you?
They not understand it, but they see my video, and we laugh and talk about it at the holiday table and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And it's all fun. You know what I mean? They're not, like, unsupportive at all. And I think that they know I know what I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Okay, wait, hold on. We have a caller. 678-772, you on Conversations with Vicky.
Hi.
Hey. How are you?
Smooches.
Oh, shout out to, oh, this is Lexi. Hey, Lex.
Hey, boo.
Okay, you have a question for Vanity?
Not so much of a question, but I was just sitting here listening, and I just wanted to let you know you just seem like such a sweetheart, and a lot of female rappers or rappers in general always get the pretty much the, like, what is the word I'm trying to say? I'm sorry. They just get, like, automatically,
okay,
like, the stereotype that they're supposed to be, like, hard and, you know what I'm saying, like, mean and, you know what I'm saying, but, like, just from you, like, I haven't seen you, but just from what I got, you just seem like such a sweetheart, and the fact that you do makeup, like, I was thinking about, you know, wanting to get into makeup, too. I've been trying to find people who, you know, do makeup on YouTube,
yes,
just so I can
follow me.
Yes.
Follow me, and, like, I could teach you through the FaceTime. Listen, like, we could do it. Like, yeah. Follow, like,
yes,
really follow me. I'm Vanavo111 on Instagram. If you DM me, yes, we could, like, I could show you some tips and tricks and all that kind of stuff. Yes, I would love that.
Okay. I'll follow
yes,
you.
Yes, so
on,
you heard it first.
That name is Shattered Fantasy. And I love your flow. I like the way you sound.
Okay.
I like your rap, everything. Just for someone that's up and coming, it's not easy. So keep doing you.
Thank you. I appreciate that a lot. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And hit me up and I will help you.
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Yes, hit her up. She will help you. Hit her up. Yes. Yes, Benny. So, Benny, we're going to definitely need – thank you, Lexi, for calling in tonight. Shout out to Lexi and shout out to Terry. They have one and belt. Yeah, shout out to Lexi. So, now, Benny, let me ask you a question. If you had any label right now, what would you sign to? Like, if it was a Bad Boy, Maybach, Young Money, Atlantic, Sony. Like, what would you sign to right now if you had the opportunity?
Well, it would have to be – Rock Nation. Jay-Z is my favorite. Like, Jay-Z is my favorite all time. So, like, it would have to be that, yeah.
Oh, you going over there. You going with the Rockefeller good niggas.
Yeah, like, that's not, like, yeah, like that. If I had to, but, like, yeah, like, if I, you know what I mean, they came tomorrow, that would be fine. And then, like, of course, like, Young Money would be, like, you know what I mean? But I'm, like, you know, anybody, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just, I don't know. That's a hard question. But, yeah, I would say Rock Nation. I'm going to go Rock Nation.
Rock Nation. Now, Vinny, I was looking at you. Like I said, I did my, you know, I did my research on my guys. Now, you moved and went on to, you went to New Orleans. You left Philly, and you left. Was like, what made you leave your city and go to NOLA and start your whole, like, what made you, like, what happened over there? What happened with that situation?
I had, like, an inner vision. And it sounds so funny, but, like, when I was, like, talking to Amaya, and she had just moved. She was like, yes, come down here and let's do it. So I came down there, and she was really like, it was like a boot camp. Like, when I got there, she was like, listen, like, you know what I mean? This is what you got to do it. Like, if you want to get ready, you want to go out, you got to get ready and go out. You know what I mean? Like, let's do this. Let's have fun. You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
she just had a lot of fun. She taught me a lot of tricks, and I did a lot of good things with them, you know.
How does she see? How does she feel about your music? And was you been like freestyling, rapping around your girlfriends, and being with your friend? You been doing that?
Yeah. Like the last time I was with her, we were like in the car on the way to the club, like listening to my song, and she was just like really gay. She was like, "Oh my God, you was really like doing this," and I was like, "She really loved it though. She was jamming and all that kind of stuff." Yeah. So it was like it'd be a big thing, and then when I get down there this time, it's gonna be the same thing. Like
I have to say, Vanity. Your whole crew was bad. I want to shout out. Let me shout out to your bitches right now. Tiffany Monroe, bitch. Beauty
yes,
is my
yes,
baby
yes.
mother. On the,
yes,
yes,
I love
shout
Beauty.
Shout out to yes. Beauty is actually my little baby on the low. Nobody, you know, I'm pumping out with tea tonight. I shouldn't even be pumping that, but that's my baby girl. We took almost like every other day. That's my baby. Shout out to Beauty. Sherry, you know. So, yeah, Jolie. You got Jolie. You got, your whole crew is just a shit.
Yeah.
Now, how do you take that, though? Like, being one, let me ask you, because I've watched the Kylie Jenner shows, and, you know, when you have a best friend like that, and, you know, they get all this attention, like, I have to ask, do that when y'all all, like, transgender girls, y'all all bad, but how does it feel when one getting more likes than the other, or do y'all
that's
get into that competition
is.
Stuff?
Yeah, that's not how it is. It's like, you know how, like, when you are, and the only reason why we are a squad and the reason why we get together is because we all do our own thing. We are our own individuals. Like, alone, we the baddest bitch, and together, we the baddest bitch. Like, we always going to be the baddest bitch. Like, that's how we always been. Like, the baddest bitch. Like, the goal, bitch. Like, that's how it goes. You got to be the baddest bitch. And if there's a whole squad of bad bitches, ain't no other bad bitch mad at another bad bitch. And that's how that goes. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, I love that.
Like, I'm getting my life and you getting yours, bitch. You better be getting your life because I know I'm getting mine. That's how it goes.
That's how it goes. That's exactly how it goes. You said that. You ain't say nothing tonight. You said
okay.
that for me. Like, I love that. You said that for me, bitch. Because I always wondered that. No, I always wondered that, you know, I see people always compare and, you know, even with the female rap, and even in the industry, they always comparing it too. And so I was just thinking with y'all girls being as transgender women, I know it comes with the butch queens or even a good, like, I know it's always something within.
Yeah, but we love each other at the end of the day. So, like, we keep at the end of the day. So it's nothing that we can't handle together, you know?
Do you see yourself doing TV? Let's talk about that. Do you see yourself in film, movies, modeling as far as, like, walking down a runway? Like, how do you...
I have a movie coming out. It's called Spirit, and it's going to be out, like, this fall, like, maybe even in, like, December, maybe. I do have a movie coming out, and it's about...
Okay, wait. I didn't even know you had that, but I just wanted to know about film, so let's talk about this movie and who directed it and what it's about.
So Rodney Hawkins... He's a director out of New York, and he hit me up, and we had mutual friends, and one of my friends was like, well, I think she would be interested in doing it because somebody flaked on him. And he was like, yes, I need somebody strong. He was like, well, call her and see if she's down. He called me. I read the script, and it was amazing. And I was like, I would love to help you make this come to life. And if you look on my page, it is like a short trailer on there somewhere. And if not, I'll post it again tonight. Like, it's a short trailer out and everything, yes. I've been filming for it. We have a few more scenes left. But, yes, it will be out this fall.
And let's talk about this. Okay, and was it shot in Philadelphia?
Yes, it was shot in Philadelphia. It's about a girl. Her name is Spirit. She was going out to the club with her sister, and they weren't going to the club. They were more so going to the lounge just to blow some steam at night as girls. She was pregnant. She had a boyfriend. And when I got there, she was beat up. I didn't take that too well. So my character, Spirit, goes after the baby father, and she actually killed him. So she goes to jail for 6 years for manslaughter. And what the movie shows her coming out of jail. Now, once she comes out, she do have a flashback about what happened. But the movie shows her coming out of jail, getting her life back together, and showing that, like, trans women are just like every other woman, and like she gave her sister, like, not, I don't want to give up too much. Yes.
Okay.
It's like,
okay.
It's really good. It's really, really good, and I just feel like the people are gonna love it. It shows like trans women in a really positive light, and I'm gonna just keep it there.
Right, and it comes out in the fall.
Yes, we don't. There's not a official date out yet, but the trailer is out, and when the date comes out, I will let everybody know.
I hope I can. I guess, are you going to have a whole party for, like, a room party? I would love to.
There is going to be a premiere party, and it's going to be in New York, actually. So, like, I'm really excited about that film.
And I live in New York, so I definitely have to be there for that.
Yeah, so that I will definitely keep you posted. We can go together. Like, it could be a good
time. Yes, let me know all about that. Now, Vinny, you know, before you get out of here, I'm going to have to get one more freestyle from you. I'm going to have to, because they're hitting me up for it. They want that.
Okay.
I'm going to have to get that.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. But I want to know, are you into, okay, album-wise? You said the EP. Are we going to get this big, big album coming from you?
You will, yes. You will. When, I can't tell you. But I'm listening to beats. I'm like, when I get to Atlanta, I have like 3 producers I'm going to link with. I'm going to LA to link with producers. Like, I'm going to New York to link with producers. Like, I have producer friends like everywhere, even from before I did music, just guys that I know and like been in contact with from like just being around, you know? So once I realize that I do it and they see me do it, they like, oh yeah, I need to record your demo. So right now I'm just shopping producers so that I could give my audience the best. But until I find those beats and until I start recording that EP, y'all will get your Freestyle Fridays. I promise that.
Yes, Freestyle Fridays. I'm going to be promoting that Freestyle fucking Fridays. Now, have you ever, because you said you're coming to New York, we definitely got to check out, you said you never, you watch it, but you've got to go to a Queen of the Ring set, Vina. You've got to go to one of those.
I will. Would you go to?
Yes, I will definitely go. We got to, we're going to. Oh my God. She, I love her. That's about that. That's my bitch, actually. Farrah Fruna was my bitch.
I love her. Yes.
Vinny, let's give me one more freestyle because I got to get ready for. I have a booking tonight in D.C.
Okay.
I have to get this freestyle from you, boo. I enjoyed you tonight. The people enjoyed you. We're going to get a sit down live coming soon, too. But give me this acapella.
Okay. I'm a bad bitch from Philly. My tank full, never on E. I ride around with them big bodies and them fake hoes. I don't need to see, because I'm that bitch, no plan B. And if your man come to Philly, he coming for me. I don't play no games when it comes to the D. And I don't come for no niggas, they all for me. All for me, all for fun. Because I bought my business like LeBron, son. I curve these niggas like the block, son. But treating niggas like this for a while, son. My pussy gives gold like a Grammy trophy. And all these other hoes ain't got nothing on me. You come to my town, you show to see. I be killing these bitches like my name is D.
Vinny, I love that flow, bitch. This is definitely a conversation with Vicky tonight. This was a special night because I really come on Sundays, y'all. But I had to give Vinny tonight, darling. Vinny, any motherfucking shout outs you got for me tonight?
Well, I want to shout out to the whole community, like as one. Like, I want us to come together. I want us to make good things happen, and I want to rock. So follow me, get to know me. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I love everybody who.
Say your Instagram again. What's your Instagram?
My Instagram is Vanna Rowe 111. VannaRoe 111. And if you go to YouTube, just type in Vanna Rowe, and already I have a video out that everybody can watch. Like, it's really dope. It's called Romeo Must Die. You mentioned that earlier, but if you haven't seen it, you can definitely, like, go back and watch it. I have a few freestyles up there, and it's going to be more content and more content. I plan on every time you click on it a new time, it'd be something else up there. So that's what I'm working on right now.
Speaking of another rapper out there, I didn't mention him tonight. This is a friend of mine, so shout out. He's going to come on Conversations too real soon. Fly Young Grad. Now,
let me ask you,
you love him? Now, Vinny, what's up with that? Y'all need to collaborate. I think that'll be dope, like a Trick Daddy and Trina song. I need a Trick Daddy and Back in the Day Trina song from y'all. Can y'all give me that?
Yeah, I love that voice. See, I would love, like, that would be so dope. That would be dope. Like, yeah, if you can hook that up, tell them hit me up, and we can definitely hook that up.
Yeah,
that sounds fun. I would have fun with that. And that's why, like, I'm glad that you like my flow, because I just like to have fun with it. You know what I mean? Like, it's really fun to me. So if it's fun to me and it's fun to you, then let's just have fun together. You know?
Exactly. How did you feel about the How you feel about the stripping girls that's turning rappers now, the loving hip hop? Everybody want to be a rapper or artist. How you feel about that stuff? That'd be a big topic for the people.
Like, I think that if music lives inside of you, embrace, like try it at least. You know what I mean? Because, you know what I mean? Whatever floats your boat, you do it. Because you only live once. You know what I mean? And I did it. Like, that's what happened to me. I wrote one time. I had wrote, like, I didn't even write it, but I was like, it was coming to my mind. I was like, okay, before I finish thinking this, let me just write it down. Because I remember watching Jay-Z documentaries, and that's what he said he would do. He would remember his lines all day, and when he got the paper, he would just write them down. So, like, I got paper, and I would just write it. And when I looked over that, I was like, well, bitch, how the hell you ain't tell me you could do that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was, you got to do something with that. And that's when I realized that I couldn't keep my talents to myself. I had to share them with the world. Once I, like, listened back and was like, this is what you're talking about? Like, yeah, you got to – some people need to hear this. You know what I mean? So that's really – all it is. I just don't want to keep it to myself and be selfish. You know what I mean? Because that's what I've been doing for a very long time. I've just been like, okay with knowing that I had stuff and that I could do this. But it's time for people to really hear it and just like hear what I have to say.
Wait, so Vinny, you was over there being selfish with the bars?
I was for a long time. I was just holding them. I was just like writing them and saving them and just going to the studio and just putting them to the side. Yeah, like. But only because I was just, like, I was having fun, and I was just, I wanted them down, and I wanted to hear them. And on my way to work, I would want to listen to me, you know what I mean? So, like, it was just a me kind of thing. But then my friends and stuff was just like, you need to just do it. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it.
Give me three things before I let you go, Vinny. Give me three things off your bucket list.
Oh, three things on my bucket list. I definitely want to headline my own tour. I think that would be the dopest tour ever. Like, I have to headline my own tour. I have to do Beyonce's makeup. Like, if I, like, I have to do Beyonce's makeup or, like, have a dinner with her. Like, I need to do her makeup. I need to do her hair. I need to show, okay, so I'm a hairstylist, too. So, like, I need to just, like, give Beyonce my glam experience. And I just want to see her reaction when she look in the mirror. That is definitely a bucket list thing. And that's all I want out of that. I just want to see her reaction when she look at herself when I glam her. You know what I mean? That would be awesome to me. And here on my own tour, do Beyonce's makeup.
And give me one more.
And I have to have a – I want a Grammy. I want to walk on that Grammy stage and salute to everybody who, yeah – who always wanted it and who always, like, believed in me and wanted me to win and wanted for the culture and all that. Like, I want to walk on stage and win a Grammy.
Now, you mentioned something. Okay.
And I want to do Beyonce's makeup and hair.
Perfect. And all that and the things. Now, you mentioned something about hairstyle. I didn't know. So, you do hair. So, damn, man, you do fucking makeup. Everything. So, you're the Grammy team.
I do all my own hair and makeup. Like, all my hair from all the years that you've ever seen, I've always done my own hair. Like, always, forever. Like, I stay lit. Like, my hair is always done by me. The girls in the neighborhood, the girls that shop in the mall, like, they come to me. Like, yeah, I'm the sewing girl. I'm the curling your hair girl. Like, wine curls, that's my, like, listen, I do it all. I'm the whole glam spot. And that's why, like, I wanted, that's why I love to share my talents, because I really can do it all and teach it all. And if I have a fourth bucket list, I would want to, like, own my own beauty school. Like, that would be a thing for me. Like, I would love to own, a beauty school.
Well, make that happen. We're speaking into existence.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's in the works. And I feel like that's why God gave me this talent, so that I could, like, excel on it and make bigger things out of it. You know what I mean? Hopefully that's what happens. So I'm
going
to keep that in existence. And I'm just going to let my rap career make all of my dreams come true. Because I believe in
you. Well, you know, I want to take this time out and say I love you. I'm thankful that you came on and did this. Like I said before, you guys, people keep on asking, Vicky, I need to see you live. We're going to do live interviews. It's a lot of stuff. But trust me, I got some things coming. It's coming. Everything, timing is everything. I always say that.
Okay.
Vinny, I love you. Yeah, like I said, you're a beautiful girl. I can't wait. Huh?
I said, thanks for having me on. I love you, too.
Yes, freestyle. Are we going to get something?
Friday.
So, wait. Today is Wednesday. So, are we going to get something this Friday?
I think y'all going to get something tomorrow and Friday. I think so.
Oh, Now, speaking of that, though, Vanity, you went viral the other day. Let's talk about that real quick. Your shit went viral. With this, what made you do that? I saw it shared. I seen it.
It's a rapper in my neighborhood that I grew up in. Like, I grew up on the same street as this rapper that had this challenge going on called the Talk My Shit Challenge. And I was like, you know what? Let me hop on the challenge. Like, I had already planned to do my Freestyle Fridays. It was Friday. And I was like, let me do it. I was, like, already dressed. I was having fun. And I was like, I was doing my hair and makeup, and I was just rapping. And then my friend had started recording me. I was like, you know what? Let's just put it on Facebook. And, like, that's just really how it happened. And then it was, like, really decent. I was like, okay, that's perfect, because every Friday they could get this.
I like, and that's one thing I could say. I love your grind. I love your grind for it.
Yeah, I want it.
You want it, and it's gonna happen, boy. It's gonna definitely happen because you want it, and it's in your favor because you got the flow. You got it, so it's gonna happen. And your look, you know, they say looks can't take bitch, and you're gorgeous, so that's gonna even be even better. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. Shout out to, like I said, my wife.
Thank you for tuning in. Follow me.
Yes, follow her. Follow her. Shout out to my baby, like I said, Beauty. Shout out to you. Shout out to Bruce, a.k.a. Pop.
Maya, Tiffany, all y'all. Oh, my girl.
Yes.
Julie,
CD.
Oh, my girl.
Shout out to the whole Dream Team squad. Shout out to everybody who tuned in tonight. Shout out to Kelly. Like I said, Kelly is hosting her party. Yeah, shout out to Kelly. She's hosting her event in D.C.
Did you hear me when I said hi earlier? Because my phone had hung up when she got on the line.
I don't know, but say it again. She might be on the line.
Hey, Kelly. If you hear me, I just wanted to say hey. And I'm here for the shit. So I'm here. I'm here for it.
Really, thank you. Freestyle Friday is coming. You said you might give us something tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah. It's definite. I put it out there. It's coming.
Okay, thank you, guys. And like I said, tonight I'm going to be hosting tonight in Peace Lounge in D.C. Thank you, Didier D.C., Antoine. Yes, thank you, Antoine, for booking me. And I got this booking off a conversation with Vicky, so I'm doing something right. Shout out to everybody. I love y'all. Vanity, Freestyle Friday, I will be tuned in.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thank you, boo. Bye, you guys.
Bye, guys. Thank you for tuning in.